T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You hit the White Sox over the head pretty hard in the outro to that game yesterday. It was the quick finish and right to the post game, and you said something to the effect of, don't expect things to change as long as hustling is optional. What went into your decision to say that, not just like you did yesterday with Parkinson Spiegel, but in your role as the analyst on NBC Sports Chicago?
Well, first of all, I didn't say don't expect things to change. What I said was
as long as
hustle is optional, you're not going to win that many games. And the reason that I said that was, number one, I think all of us associated with this team were very frustrated by losing 3 of 4 to Kansas City. And so when you take a look at what a team has control over, you realize that they have no control over how many home runs they're going to hit in a given game. And they have no control over how good that pitcher is going to be. They have no control over many aspects of baseball. But one of the things you always have control over is flat-out hustle each and every play. And so at this point, I think it's a remote thought that the Sox would get there as a wild card. I mean, there's a lot of teams ahead of them, and getting in as a wild card is a lot more difficult. So you then look at the division, and you see the Cleveland Ball Club, and you see the Minnesota Ball Club. And having seen them both recently, you realize that these are teams that hustle all the time. I mean, I think you saw in that Cleveland series in our ballpark, you saw a couple of guys hit routine singles to left field, and they didn't stop around first base. They didn't take an aggressive turn. They just kept on going, and they ran singles into doubles. And that is the kind of play that the Sox are going to be competing against. They're going to be competing against that and a lot of the way that the Twins run the bases. And you don't have to be particularly fast to do that. You just have to be very aggressive and think about the fact that when you hit it, if you bust it out of the box, you have a chance. And I go back to one play that Jose Abreu made in Colorado. And he's not the fastest man in the world. We know that. But he hit what appeared to be a routine single to left center field, and the guy who played shortstop the game before was now playing center field. And Jose took a real aggressive turn around first base, and the ball was bobbled, and he went into second base, which takes, in this case, the White Sox out of a double play possibility, puts a man in scoring position. But the only way he was able to do that was to hustle the first, take an aggressive turn, and then if there was a bobble, then you move into second base. And so I just felt that something has to change. You know, we go back to the theory of Einstein. If you keep on doing something and you're not successful, that's the definition of insanity. If you keep on doing it and expect to be successful. So in a season now that encompasses 50 games, and you can take the 112, put them on the back burner, nothing can be done about those. But the 50 games ahead, this team has control over. And so what they have to do is something that at times they haven't done, which is anticipate what might happen and then just go for it with everything you have. And it's inconceivable. I mean, we played a Texas team that is not a really good team. I mean, Texas is sitting there 49-62. We played a Toronto team, which is a good team. They're 10-500. We just saw Kansas City. We've seen a lot of these teams. And you honestly cannot afford to have those teams out hustle you, because if you don't score a lot of runs, and these teams, some of them also ran teams, if they out hustle you, you usually come in second on a daily basis, and that's something that the Sox can't afford any longer. So I'm thinking, if what you've done to this point has turned into 56-56, and if we truly believe that 56-56, in other words, a 500 season is not going to get you to the playoffs, if that's the case, then you have to do something different. Because I don't think that Cleveland team, winners of 5 in a row, I don't think they're going to back up all that far. I think there's a lot of guys on that team that really hustle all the time. And so, again, if they out-hustle you And if you don't just clobber them with a barrage of home runs, then you're probably not going to win that game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.